Welcome to the Bill and Rookie podcast for this ninth day of June 2021. Today, it's all about Rookie.
It is?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I want to know, here we are now, it's 13 years, right? Almost 14 years with twins.
Yep.
So I want to know what it's like parenting twins. Now, you have a boy and a girl, so they're not identical. They're fraternal.
Right.
I used to date a twin. So she and her sister had a very interesting relationship. That's my only real experience with twins. I didn't really have any twins friends growing up. When I was like 8 years old, we had twin brothers on my baseball team.
Okay.
The Ingalls brothers. I don't remember their first names.
Charles.
They were both equally inept at baseball. One used to sit out in the outfield and just kind of pick the grass. Line. And yeah. So anyway.
Chase butterflies.
But those are the only twins I really knew growing up. So I want to know what it's been like having twins for kids.
Well, I mean, what are the questions? I mean, it's the only thing I know, because when we had the twins and they were babies, everybody would say, I don't know how you do it having two at that time. And you're like, well, I don't know how to do just one.
Well, how about this?
So,
how about this? This is what made me think of this today.
And it's a little bit different, too, because you're talking about a boy and a girl, too, so it's kind of completely different things.
Yeah, it is kind of different.
I mean, unlike a good friend of ours, Kuklinski, who has twin boys.
Twin boys, right.
And they're identical.
Right.
And so that would be a little bit different, I would think, raising two identical twins, boys that have maybe the same interests or whatever. But to me, even though they're twins, it's almost like they're not, because I got a boy, I got a son doing boy things, and I got a girl doing girl things.
Mm-hmm.
Really? So
yeah, that's interesting. But they get along pretty well together.
They get along.
Do they have this special twin bond? Do you think? Have you seen any evidence of that?
I would say you knew that earlier, more babyish and younger than you would do now. Now they're like regular brother and sister. Jackson antagonizes her, and she's somewhat of a bully to him.
Yeah.
So I think they have that. But yeah, I mean, I truly believe that twins have a unique bond that maybe other siblings don't. And I think it was really kind of when they were younger. But they grew up. One of the best things about it is, you know, for the most part, they really do get along well. But, you know, you got the sibling rivalry and the nitpicking, like I said, like any brother and sister. But there's always somebody there for the other one. You know, they do a lot of things together. They play together. They entertain each other together. Like when we go on road trips, you know, you don't feel the need that you have to be there. You know, like, you want to be there, right? But sometimes you're busy. Go outside, play hockey with your brother and sister. They practice hockey together. Jackson goes out and helps Gabby with soccer. You know, mm-hmm. They play in the yard. From that standpoint, yeah, I mean, but I don't know any other, like I said, I don't know any other things.
30 years from now, will they be calling each other up and hanging out?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I really do. I really do think so.
Do you hope that? Obviously, you probably.
I hope so. It's kind of interesting, because I think maybe you and I are in a little bit of the same boat. I have one brother and one sister, and my sister's slightly older than me, and I'm slightly older than my brother.
Mm-hmm.
We're close, but we're not that close. I don't talk to my brothers. I mean, we do family reunions. You know, and I see them, you know, once a year maybe. Like, my brother and his family lives in Lincoln, Nebraska. So when we drive to go see my dad, it's almost the halfway point. So there have been plenty of times where we've stopped and we've stayed with them for a couple of nights and hung out. And this year, we just zipped right on by.
Did you?
We didn't stop. We just went right on by. So, he's my brother, and she's my sister. But, and then my sister lives in Colorado, about an hour from my dad. So when we're out visiting my dad, we'll see her. But when I went to visit my dad this year, he wasn't home.
Classic story.
Right? So he was with my sister, so I didn't see either of them. But, you know, I think Jackson and Gabby will be much, much closer than I am with my brother and sister, and I hope that's the case.
Okay.
And I think that's a little bit like with you and your brother, right? I mean, you're close, but you don't... Not that close. Maybe you're closer with them than I am with my brother and sister.
Well, I mean, I talk to my brothers. I probably talk to my one brother, my oldest brother, more than I talk to the middle brother. I probably talk to him at least once a week.
See, that's way more than me. A couple times a year.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to see my brothers both this weekend, actually. But we haven't been together in a while. Pandemic probably the reason for that. But we are getting together this weekend for the Don Rabier Memorial Golf Tournament. Since my dad died, me and my brothers have tried to get together at least once a year and play golf in his honor. We didn't get to play last year, so we're getting together this year, this weekend.
Well,
so it's an opportunity to do that again. I haven't seen them both in a while, and I am taking my dog with me to meet his cousins. So our first road trip together. So that will be interesting.
Cute. Bill holding little rhino in his lap.
It'll be interesting. No, I hope not. I hope I can find a place for him to ride comfortably in the car somewhere, because I want to take him down to South Carolina, too, when I go later in the year.
Well, you put your seats down, you put him in the kennel, and he's right there.
And that's what I'm going to try to
it's
do.
It's a wired kennel that I loaned to you, so he'll be able to see you. He won't, where's my dad? Where's Billy? You know?
Yeah, hopefully it'll work out.
You know,
a good test.
It'll be fun. And then when you get down, take them down to South Carolina.
But you know what reminded me of what prompted this question? I read a story this morning.
Mm-hmm.
A woman in South Africa gave birth to 10 children.
Oh, come on. It's like a rabbit, some sort of animal.
10 children.
Come on.
7 boys and 3 girls. It's a world record. It's the first documented. They call them decuplets, I think.
Okay.
Or something like that.
Sure.
Decu mom, they're calling her.
What was the one? The one that I remember was Octomom, whatever.
Yeah.
She had 8. 20 years ago?
There is a case of a woman not too long ago who had 9 babies. This woman had 10 babies. She didn't quite reach 7 months pregnancy.
Right.
They were all delivered by cesarean section on Monday. She said no problems, no complications. Everybody's fine. All 10. Can you imagine? And she already had a set of twins.
No.
She's got 6-year-old twin boys.
That's crazy.
Now she's got 12 kids.
Just like that. I will say this. You know, you go back. It's kind of funny. You go back and you ask about raising the kids. I'll say, here's the one thing that's just the funniest. Is, you know, I mean, you want to talk about totally opposite types of people and personalities. Gabby is 13 going on 18.
Of course.
Mature beyond her years. Really.
Most girls are, right?
I guess. Jackson's 13 going on 8. It's just totally crazy.
I chip off the old block.
Yeah, it's just totally crazy. If Gabby stays on the path that she's on right now, I won't have a worry in the world. Jackson, on the other hand, well, I tell you, my hair is going to turn gray and fall out, but we all know ain't that
it's already doing it.
That's already happened, but anyway.
That's funny. Well, if you see Rookie with the twins, don't ask if they're identical, because they're not.
I had that so many times when they were.
I'm sure.
I'll tell you what, though, the funniest thing, when they were babies, and they were in a dual stroller.
Yeah.
And I'd go, how many times have I told you, I love to grocery shop, I'd do the shopping.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go do it with the kids. And I would push the stroller with one hand, and I'd pull the cart behind me with the other. And it wasn't that hard. It wouldn't get hard until the cart was a little more full, if it got full, you know, turning and stuff. But I don't know how many times women would stop me in the grocery store and say, you're a saint, or just pump you up, pop you up, I don't know how you do. Oh, what a great dad, blah, blah, blah.
Little funny. Did they know.
What do you mean?
I'm just kidding.
But it was funny.
I couldn't resist.
It was funny, though.
That's great. That's great.
You know, what, you don't think men can take care of the kids?
Right. That's funny.
So.
All right. Well, thanks for the update. Continued success.
I can't believe it. They're getting, it's funny because they're one more school year away. Today's the last day of school. Eighth graders next year, one more year away, and then they're in high school.
Oh, my goodness.
Just saying that sounds
crazy. I know it.
Crazy.
It's crazy, man. Time flies. It's unbelievable. And I have a niece, my only niece.
Right.
Same age as your kid.
Absolutely.
Incredible. All right. Well, like I said, continued success and good luck.
Yeah, I'm going to need that.
It should be a good summer. Thanks for listening to the
summer
podcast
rookie.
Today. Join us tomorrow for the Bill and Rookie Experience. It all starts at 6 a.m. right here on The Fan.